This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard that the Corona panic is over, or would be over, weeks and weeks ago. I heard that the coronavirus would peter out weeks and weeks ago. Doesn't look like it. And so here we are. And the GDP, according to what I just read, the gross domestic product, that's what they mean by GDP, is shrinking by about 4.8%, as experts warn we could be approaching something much worse. 4.8%? Really? They expect us to believe that nonsense? I think if you look at the all the economic activity that was happening, and you look at where we are like 90 days later, I believe we're down about 25%, not 4.8%. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, right here on Genesis Communications Network. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. You've got to call us when we're here, though. That'd be between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time. Telephone listen line is live, and it's active for USA Prepares while we are live, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, 712-770-9418. That's provided by Global Star, 712-770-9418. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, Jason's engineer. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm really, really well. I just, you know, I'm amused by the information that is coming out in the media about, you know, the GDP is shrinking by 4.8%. It's like, that's a lot, according to the news and the financial wizards that are trying to keep this thing afloat. It's way worse than that. I don't believe for a second the economy is reduced by 4.8%. I believe it's at least 25%. Do you have any feelings on that?
Yeah, I think that this has gone beyond the point of no return. I don't think that there is going to be a going back to normal. I think that, you know, it's like that moment, gosh, how can I put this? You know, that... Yeah, you know, my dad used to talk about something because he grew up on a farm and he owned a farm for many, many years. He sold the farm before I was born and bought a house in the suburbs. So I grew up in the suburbs, but at heart he was always a farm boy. And he said there is a moment, and he'd seen it many times with animals but also with people. He'd be nursing a sick animal, like a dog or a cow or whatever, and it would seem to come back, and it would seem to, you know, have this burst of activity in life, especially old dogs and especially old cats, but it also happens with people too. And you think, oh, gee, it seems to have turned the corner. It seems like it's getting better. But he'd learned from many years of experience of dealing with animals and people to not get your hopes up too high, because so often he would come back the next morning and it would be dead.
Yep.
And, you know, something that the amazing irony of it was that when he died, okay, he said to Mum, half an hour before he died, he said, Mum, I'm feeling great. Could you go and make me some what he called silver beet tea, which was you boil the silver beet, and it's the water from the silver beet with maybe a dob of butter mixed in with it. And it's a very healthy, nourishing tonic drink. And Mum said, yeah, sure, I'll go and I'll make you your silver beet tea that you like. And you know what? She came back half an hour later with his silver beet tea, and he was dead. I think that that is what is happening with the economy at the moment. And I believe economists have a name for that. And I think that they call it a dead cat bounce. Okay, yeah. Would I be right there, Vincent?
Yes. When you're talking about Wall Street, that's exactly right. So, Gwyneth, here are a few numbers I'd like to run by you. So, a couple days ago, I saw for the first time in my life something that I've never seen, and that's the price of gasoline, same for premium as it is for regular, right here in Springfield, Missouri.
Wow!
And I know, I used to pump gas. You know, when I was a teenager at the gas station as a job, they used to fix air conditioning systems and pump gas and oil changes and things like that, engine tune-ups. And gasoline was always between 20% and 25% more expensive for the premium, the extra, the ethyl, the high test, whatever you want to call it, the best grade, whether it be Texaco or SO or Sunoco or Sunoco, whatever you want to call it, it was 20 to 25% more expensive for the high test versus the regular grade. Well, I saw in Springfield 96.9 cents a gallon for premium or regular, your choice, same exact price. Now, if you convert that to liters, that would be 25.5 cents per liter. How does that sound to you for premium?
That sounds absolutely fantastic. You know what the price is for petrol around here? For regular, it's around about, $1.15 to $1.20 per litre.
What about the expensive stuff?
$1.20 per litre, that's $4.80 per gallon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's jaw-dropping.
Yeah, we're talking, ours is one-fifth of that, roughly. What would be the price of premium?
Price of premium, maybe $1.25, $1.30, not that much higher, actually. You know, it would normally be about, you know, as you say, about 20 to 25% higher.
Okay, so
it's a lot lower. 6 months ago, for regular, was around about $1.50 per liter. That's talking about $6 per gallon. So you ought to count yourself extremely blessed to be in the United States. Because
well, that's for the moment. That's just for the moment. Because if you think about it, if there is this glut of petroleum and there's no place to sell it, there's only one thing to do, and that would be to start shutting down refineries. Now, refineries are not like light switches. You just don't shut one down. Okay.
I was going to talk about that.
Go ahead.
You can just shut down. You cannot just shut down a refinery and then start it up again. You cannot just shut down an oil well and then start it up again. And I was having this discussion with my son this evening while I was waiting for the soup to cook. And he said, Mum, can't they just shut down the oil wells? And I said, no. And he said, why not? And I said something which I felt intuitively, but I want to have some confirmation here. I know that crude oil comes in fractions, okay? And that you have heavier fractions and that you have lighter fractions. And that if you just shut down an oil well, that the oil coming up the well actually lubricates the pump. Okay? And that if you stop pumping, then the heavier fractions will begin to settle in the well. That's just my intuition speaking. Is there anything to my theory?
Well, it sure seems like that because of the turbulence in the crude.
Yeah.
And so let's just talk about fractional distillation for just a couple of minutes. We've talked about this in the past. But the way it works, Glass, is as we pull crude oil out of the ground, it's this black, gooey, tar, thick substance. And it's put in a vessel to heat it up. So energy is used to heat this up. And think of it almost like steam rising off a kettle. But if you had a tube coming off the top of that kettle, a closed kettle, and you had a tube, the higher up that tube you went, the lighter the petroleum product that you could extract right out of that distillation tube. And that's what they do. So the lightest of products comes off the very, very top of that stack. And heaviest products are at the bottom of the stack. So think of it like this. A very light kerosene would be closer to the top. Motor oil would be a little bit lower than that because motor oil is more viscous, has a higher viscosity, it's thicker. Gear oil is even thicker, almost not quite like molasses, but, you know, warm molasses, sort of. And then down at the bottom you have the tar. And you get what you get. So there's percentages, and you can vary them a little bit, but not much. So you get X percentage of tar at the bottom of the kettle, and that's used to mix with crushed stone, and that becomes roads, asphalt. That's what they do with that. And plastics are in there. So as you look at the distillation, you really get what you get. And when you shut one of these things down, it takes a long time to start it back up. Now, there was an explosion in Philadelphia, and I've been to that refinery. It was a Sunoco refinery at one point. It was called Marcus Hook, Pennsylvania. And so there was an explosion a few years ago. And after that explosion, people were thinking, oh, we're going to just fire that right back up and, you know, fix it. Well, it's still down. And it looks like, from what I can tell, it's not coming back. And then there was one in California. And the one in the East Coast was one of the largest in the East Coast that blew up. And then the one in California was one of the largest in the West Coast that blew up. So now you have the largest refineries in the East and West Coast not operational. And yet we still have too much gasoline, too much diesel available in the United States. So what would be the next thing that would happen in the oil industry regarding too much gasoline? Well, you shut down one or two or three or four of these refineries. It takes a long time to shut them down. It takes a long time to start them up. But it seems to me that that's the next thing that's going to happen. The refineries are going to begin to shut down to solve this excess capacity of gasoline problem. Does that make sense to you, Gwyneth?
Well, it makes perfect sense to me, and you're right. You cannot just start one of these things up, and you cannot just shut it down like on a switch or something, because they, you know, you even just take the tar, right? That settles in the bottom layer. That has to constantly be siphoned off while it's hot. Because if it sets in the bottom of that refinery, it sets into something like, well, tar, sticky, gooey, concrete-type stuff, black stuff, okay? You would be chipping it out with a jackhammer pretty well, you know?
Rather than pouring it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life.
life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, we've been hypothesizing about gasoline and petroleum refineries shutting down as a result of the oversupply. What else would they do? Well, I just did a little bit of research during the commercial break. It's exactly what's happening. So there's a Marathon Petroleum refinery in Contra Costa County in California. They have already begun the process of temporarily shutting down their refinery. Now, this refinery produces 161,000 barrels or processes, or can process 161,000 barrels of crude oil per day. And they employ about 740 people. Gasoline demand has plummeted about 60% since the shelter-in-place order from the governor of California. So gasoline's down 60%, diesel is down about 30%. It is really impacting the stop-and-rob places, you know, where you get some gasoline or diesel and then buy one of those big gulp-type drinks and overpriced snacks. And so they are really hurting because why would anybody go to one of those places except that they're already there to buy some gasoline and use the restroom? So they are hurting, and some of those businesses may go bankrupt. And so there's at least one large refinery that is beginning the shutdown process. And I think others will follow. That's just my thoughts. So, Gwyneth, this is a big deal. This corona panic ensuing from the coronavirus is a very big deal. And now there's still people who believe that this is still a farce, a fraud, a fake, a hoax, and so forth. And it seems like the panic is absolutely positively real, which we said was going to happen in the very, very early days of this coronavirus. The panic would be really terrible. And here it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, Vincent. I listen to a small number of other radio shows, okay? And I have heard particular words coming across the air of these other radio shows. These are American radio shows. There basically is very little talk radio here in Australia. There's maybe just one or two big shows. But on other shows, I've been beginning to hear words like domino effects, cascading effects of the coronavirus, which is exactly the words that I was using from the get-go. I said, okay, now this virus, I think it is a real virus, but what I think you've really got to be concerned about is the cascading domino effects of this situation. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing playing out right now, is the cascading domino effects of the meat packers shutting down and the oil refinery shutting down. And what I got on the inside of me was I got a picture of an arch with a keystone. That's the stone at the top that keeps the whole arch in place, okay? And I would call things like meat packing and oil refining. Actually, it's not just me that calls them this. This is what systems analysts call them, okay? These are the people who academically study the modern world and its systems. They call oil refining a keystone industry. They call agriculture and livestock and meat packing a keystone industry because meat is, in America anyway, meat is a staple food, okay? Many, many people in America rely on meat for a large number of their calories and nutrition. That's not the case in a lot of other parts of the world, but in America it's certainly the case where people get their nutrition from the meat that they eat more than the vegetables or, you know, other things, bread or whatever. In other parts of the world they rely more on dairy products or bread or vegetables or whatever, rice or whatever for their calories. But in America, most of the calories that are in the food supply come from meat. And for the meat packers to shut down, you are, at the moment, it's baked in the cake, you are going to have a famine in America within a month or two. That is now, and I would say, assuming that there's vast stockpiles of meat in vast underground refrigerated facilities, I would stretch that out to 6 months at the most.
All right. No disagreement from me. I was thinking more like a month or two. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs after Bottom of the Hour News. And
oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. More bad news on the economic front. America's economy contracted more than analysts had expected during the year's first quarter. The U.S. Commerce Department just releasing a report that shows GDP shrank by 4.8% in the year's first 3 months, but analysts were expecting a drop of 3.5%. In any case, it's the first negative GDP reading since a 1.1% decline in the first quarter of 2014. Hopeful news from President Trump, who said last evening that experts believe the worst days of the pandemic are behind us here in the United States, and that businesses and workers will be in pretty good shape thanks to massive government stimulus packages. He said the economy will be back very quickly, and he cheered efforts in some states to start reopening. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
A NASCAR team owner wants to give back in the face of this pandemic, and here's more on the story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years' worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seen all the suffering in America, seen people lined up to get food, and that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auctioned them off on eBay, the eBay store. And I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prize pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them, the original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
And forecasters say parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas could see severe weather today as a damaging squall line is headed that way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I don't think I've ever mentioned this on the air, class, but I'm going to mention it because Gwyneth Isaacs did. She used the word systems analyst. And I used to be a systems analyst. As a matter of fact, I started out in the corporate world as a financial analyst. I was hired by a Fortune 100 company. And I stayed in that position for a while, and they promoted me to the systems analyst position. And I went to IBM and other companies, and I trained to be a systems analyst. And then I took a job with the government, and I reached the highest level of title as a systems analyst, the highest level that they had. So I think as a systems analyst might think most of the time. And in that way of thinking, I'd like to explain to you what I see. There's an article on the internet about food lines. Food lines, L-I-N-E-S. You might call this volunteers giving away food at food banks. And there were, over the last few days, there were some in California and Pennsylvania, because Americans are having a tough time feeding their families. So the article shows pictures, and it says in Prospect, Pennsylvania, 1,500 cars were expected to collect boxes of food at the Big Butler Fairgrounds. Boxes of food. Now, I looked at the pictures of these cars. They're all lined up. Now, we're keeping social distancing. So let's make an assumption. Now, these assumptions have some errors built in, but let me just tell you what they are for ease of description on the radio. So let's assume that you have a car, and let's assume the car is roughly 20 feet long. Now, some cars are shorter than that. Some might be 16 feet long. But let's say 20 feet long, for ease of arithmetic. And then let's say you are spacing these cars in a line to collect food in the corona panic environment. And people don't want to get close to other cars, and they don't want to breathe the exhaust. So these cars are lined up, 1,500 cars. If you say that the car is 20 feet long and you assume that there's 10 feet in front and 10 feet behind each vehicle, let's say 20 feet of distance. That's, well, it's 20 plus 20 is 40 feet. If you multiply 40 feet by 1,500 cars, you get 60,000 feet. If you divide that by 5,280, which is 1 mile, you get 11 miles. This line was approximately 11 miles long for food. Now, who in their right mind would be in a line that long unless they were really, really hungry, right? Or broke, or both. So that was in Pennsylvania in the last few days. 11.36 miles long. Now, let's say I'm wrong. Let's say I'm wrong by, let's say, 25%. Let's say the cars are shorter and they're closer together. Let's say the cars are only 10 feet long. There's no such thing, right? But let's say they were. That would mean the line is 5.5 miles long. That's how serious this is.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking geographically in my head what 5.5 miles would look like around here and where we would be. That would be a long walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be a really, really long walk.
And yeah. the reason I think it was orderly is because everyone's afraid of catching it from everyone else. Otherwise, there might have been cutting in line and things like that. But, you know, if you cut in line, you know, the guy in the car that just got cut off might get out and start yelling and screaming without a face mask, right? And you might get infected and die. So everybody's being really polite.
Kind of like I was the other day when the Victoria Police came around here and decided to, you know, decide that they were going to, you know, try and, you know, bully me again.
Well, I have a suggestion.
And I started ranting and raving and shouting and telling them to get off my property.
Gwyneth, I have a suggestion. The next time that they do that, try very hard not to cough. Try very hard.
it's like that. But I noticed that, you know, in previous times they've sent like six guys around and, you know, that they stayed and they were belligerent and they were very impolite. But this time they just wanted to serve the document and get out of there, basically. You know, because they had been so disrespectful in the past, I was in no mood to keep my temper. You know, it's like this. You know, even when the... Oh, yeah, and the other day when the blue team showed up here, there were two cops, and guess how many police cars they had? Two police cars,
yeah.
Or two cops. So they had obviously been told to do social distancing, because I have never seen that in my life before, to have two policemen show up in two separate police cars. I have never seen that, you know? Every time that I have seen police going around, that they have had two police in one car. So to see two police showing up in two separate cars is quite amazing. And the thing is they walked up my drive and they were shoulder to shoulder. They were not social distancing. But these people are just not thinking. They have their set of rules. And they have to keep by their set of rules because, and you know something? I said this in a YouTube video that I made after they'd gone. I said, they actually said it. They said they were just following orders. By the way, this is the same incident that I talked about last week. This is not a new incident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I just thought I would point that out. But they, I hear... I said to him, I know what you're going to say next. You're going to say you're just following orders. And just as I said that, he said, I'm just following orders.
Right.
You know,
and
amazing, isn't it? But
yeah.
They're not thinking.
Gwyneth, I'm looking at these images of the food giveaway in California now.
Yep.
And they have these tents so that people can stay, who are working there, can stay under the tent so they're not in the direct sunlight as they prepare these handouts of food, bags and bags and bags of food. And they've got milk and they've got all kinds of other things. There are, I can just count the tents in this one image, and I'm sure this isn't all of them, but it looks like there's about 25 or 26 tents. And I can see 25 or 26 people working. Now, those are the ones I can see. I can't see under most of the tents. I'm thinking there's probably closer to 50 to 100 people working, delivering to the cars as the cars drive up alongside these tents. So, car drives up, window goes down, everybody's got masks and gloves, and the food is being handed through the window of the car. Or put in the back of the pickup truck. That's what I see. So when we talk about food insecurity, when we talk about the food processing plants shutting down, what we're talking about with the food handouts is just the beginning. These people are the ones who are desperate enough to wait in these long lines to get whatever they're going to get. It's not like they've got a list and say, hey, listen, I really want Swiss Miss hot chocolate rather than, you know, some other brand. It's not like that. They're going to get whatever they get. And that's it, period. And they're thankful for it, I'm sure. So,
times are
changing.
That is really amazing, because it shows just how many desperate people there are out there. And you know something? These people have no food stored at home. Okay? If they had food stored at home, they would take one look at that line and they would say, never mind that, I'm out of here. I'm not waiting in a 6 mile, let's say 10 mile, however long it was, line for food parcels when I have got food at home.
Right.
So these people are the ones who have no food storage, okay, who have no bags of rice, who have no vegetable gardens and chicken pens and rabbit pens. These people are at their wit's end, they are at the bottom of the barrel of their food supply, and there's so many of them. And that food that they get, I can guess that it will be between about 2 and 4 bags. And I can tell you, having been a mum for very many years, 4 bags of groceries does not last long. When I go to the grocery store, that supermarket trolley, as we call them in this country, that shopping cart, is absolutely packed to the brim, and there's often 2 of them, 2 shopping carts. When I get back to, you know, whoever it is who's helping me to get home, their boot is packed. It's really, really packed. And they have to the person who is at the wheel has to sit there for maybe 10 minutes while I'm packing groceries into the back of the vehicle. That's my idea of a supermarket shop. And in 2 weeks' time, it'll all happen all over again. Okay? I don't think that these people have been buying that many groceries when they go to the grocery store. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. And here's something pretty interesting. So there are roughly around 155 million people employed in the United States. That's as of 2018. By the way, if you're calling, just let the phone continue ringing, and Jason will get to you. Jason's really busy right now, so just let the phone continue ringing, and he'll get to you. In 2018, there were 155 million people employed in the United States. Right now, it looks like 50 million people have lost their jobs in the past 6 weeks.
Wow.
Now, if you do some simple arithmetic...
Did you say in the past week?
6 weeks. 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a third. That's a third of those in the United States. Yeah. And they're saying that, well, the government numbers are really like 30 million. But you know what? Because of the website not working properly, those filing for unemployment can't get through. So it really looks like it's 50 million. And the Treasury Secretary said, well, it's really kind of insignificant when there's only 3.3 million. That was about 5 weeks ago.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Kathy, USA Prepares Instructor, is joining us from Ohio. Welcome, Kathy. Good morning.
I was listening to you, and I do have a question. I have a couple comments if there's time, but I do have a question I've been wanting to ask you. With everything being like the trickle-down effect, where do you think is the smartest place to put any extra money right now into, like, what kind of foods or what maybe staples or even like non-food things? What do you anticipate in the next like month or two or three? What's going to increase and how fast, or where would you, what would you buy right now if you could, if you had the money to buy it, to prepare?
Kathy, this is a really difficult question to ask, to answer, and I'll tell you why. I've talked with Rich Sheban about this for years. And the only thing that I can think of would be exactly what we've been recommending for years and years and years. And that would be a small farm. I'll tell you why. If you have, let's say you have digits, we'll call it money. Is it possible that that money could be inflated to the point where it's worth so little, like as in the Weimar Republic? Absolutely. If you have gold, if you have silver, that would be a better place, I would think. Except for, what can you do with it? So, for example, let's say a person had an ounce of silver. Would somebody be willing to exchange a chicken for an ounce of silver? I don't know at this point. Because of the GDP, they don't understand money. They don't understand value. They don't understand savings. If you have land, let's say you wanted to have some rental housing, is it possible that that would be a safe place? Maybe. Except for the fact that you'd have to have tenants who could pay you. And right now, that's not the case. Tenants are in the position where they're probably going to start, well, there's rent strikes throughout the United States right now. People have decided that, you know what, food's more important. They'd rather put what little they have toward food. So then, with Rich Sheban, you know, asking me, what about a new vehicle rather than that old jalopy? Well, how are you going to get it fixed? How can you have it maintained? Because new vehicles have such specialized parts that are hard to find right now. So the only answer I've been able to give Rich Sheban in this question, he's asked me many times over a number of years, and the answer has always been the same from my perspective. Well, in terms of farming, would it be great to have more land? Sure, but we can't handle more land. So that doesn't make sense. More machinery, newer machinery. Boy, that'd be sure. It would be nice to not have to fix the machinery that keeps breaking down. But that doesn't make sense because the new machinery is software controlled and you need a computer to fix it. So that doesn't make sense. So the only thing that makes sense to me is a small farm, the machinery that you can maintain, and the spare parts to maintain it, and the skills with which to accomplish those tasks. That's it. So does it mean gold and silver? Maybe a small amount, maybe some percentage. Food, absolutely. Long-term storage food, am I talking about freeze-dried food? Not necessarily. What I'm talking about is a long-term plan, a garden, seeds that are heirloom that you can save with the knowledge, books on how to do it, not internet PDFs that depend on a computer and electricity to run that computer in order to read those texts and manuals. I'm talking about physical books, physical paper, one that you can take off the shelf. So books, some cash is important in case you get arrested and you need to be bailed out. Guns, that would be important to protect and defend what you have. Cartridges, which would be a bullet, a case, a primer, and some powder, maybe some reloading equipment, and the skills to use all those things. Family is extremely important, where you all work together rather than work separately, you know, where you bring the children back to live with the parents and bring the grandchildren with them, if there are grandchildren, so that you operate as a family unit, so you reduce the expenses of electricity. So instead of having four electric bills, there's one. Instead of having four insurance premiums, there's one. You reduce the vehicles to the ones that you absolutely have to have. And we've done all these things. So I'm not saying, y'all do this because I read about it. I'm saying, this is what we are doing. Kathy, would you please hold, because this is a really important topic. And I think you hit on a note that many people want to know the answer to. Is that something that you can do?
Sure.
Okay. And Gwyneth, I would love to hear what your thoughts are. I'm looking at an image.
I would love to comment.
Yeah. I'm looking at an image right now in Utah. There's about 1,000 pallets of food. 1,000 pallets of food stacked really high as cars. And people are lining up to get this food because they don't have food. This is in Utah. Utah, that's where the Mormons are, and they know how to prepare. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.